This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. France and Belgium released statements supporting the world's top war crimes court and its chief prosecutor's requests for warrants for leaders of Israel and Hamas after Israel and the United States both harshly condemned the effort. In fact, U.S. President Joe Biden strongly defended Israel on Monday after the International Criminal Court prosecutor requested their warrants.
Biden was speaking at an event for Jewish American Heritage Month at the White House.
Let me be clear. We reject the ICC's application for arrest warrants against Israeli leaders. Whatever these warrants may imply, there is no equivalence between Israel and Hamas. And it's clear Israel wants to do all it can to ensure civilian protection. But let me be clear. Contrary to allegations against Israel made by the International Court of Justice, what's happening is not genocide.
That is Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Reuters in an exclusive interview Monday his Western allies are taking too long to make key decisions on sending military support there.
Matthew Miller is the spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
We regret any loss of life. We don't want to see anyone die in a helicopter crash. But that doesn't change the reality of his record, both as a judge and as the president of Iran, the fact that he has blood on his hands.
Iran's vice president, Mohammad Mokhber, now serving as acting president, said the deaths would not cause domestic unrest.
VOA's Catherine Gibson reporting on the death of Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hossein and their crash in the helicopter on Sunday. This is VOA News. And again, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky telling Reuters that his Western allies are taking too long to make key decisions on sending military aid to Ukraine. Correspondent Chris Dignam.
Every decision takes ages. We arrive at this decision later on, but it's like 1 year too late.
Zelensky also said he was pushing Western partners to get more directly involved in the war by helping to intercept Russian missiles and to allow Ukraine to use Western weapons against enemy military equipment at the border and further inside Russian territory. The United States has resisted Ukrainian calls to use its missiles against internationally recognized Russian territory, reflecting concerns in the West about the risk of escalation.
Reuters, Chris Dignam. And more from Reuters, David Doyle on former South African President Jacob Zuma being disqualified from running for a seat in Parliament in next week's national election because of a previous criminal conviction.
This was a closely watched decision because of its potential to influence the outcome of the vote. Zuma, who was forced to quit as president in 2018, has fallen out with the governing African National Congress. Instead, he's been campaigning for Umkhonto we Sizwe, a new party named after the ANC's former armed wing. Opinion polls suggest the ANC's majority is at risk for the first time in three decades. And MK, as it's known, is a threat, especially in Zuma's home province of KwaZulu-Natal. Monday's ruling stems from a decision by South Africa's Electoral Commission in March to disqualify Zuma. That was on the basis that the Constitution prohibits anyone given a prison sentence of 12 months or longer from holding a parliamentary seat.
The Environmental Protection Agency warns that cyber attacks against water utilities around the U.S. are becoming more frequent and more severe. The agency on Monday issued an alert urging water systems to take immediate action to protect the nation's drinking water. The EPA said about 70% of utilities inspected by federal officials over the past year violated standards meant to protect cyber attacks or from cyber attacks. They cited basic errors such as failing to change default passwords or cutting off system access to former employees. The EPA says that nations include Russia, China, and Iran that are effectively seeking the ability to disable critical U.S. infrastructure. Many water systems have modest staffing and resources to harden themselves against attacks. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.